Hachiko, a heart-touching tale.
Once upon a time, during the year of 1923, one simple creature that would hold a magnificent legacy was born to Japan amidst the cool season of November. Somewhere on a quiet farm in Odate, Akita, a sprightly little puppy tried to waddle around, along with his other siblings of the infamous Akita breed.
Oh, kawaii, Anata! We must find good homes for them.
Well, I know Mase-san here wants to gift one to someone special.
I do. He was my former teacher, and he loves dogs. I know that he particularly wanted a pure Akita breed.
How lovely! But when will you give it to him?
Oh, after New Year would be good.
Wonderful. What is his name?
His name is Professor Hidesaburo Ueno.
Ueno-san was a renowned professor of agriculture at the Imperial University of Tokyo and a great lover of dogs.
Yeiko, Mase has gifted me an Akita Inu.
Another dog? Oh, only you and Shizuko will be happy about this.
A dog? Oto-san, when?
Wait until after New Year.
And so, when the winter ended, Mase sent the little pup on his adventure, on an express train to Shibuya. There, Ueno-san's helper Ogata-kun and Kiku the gardener picked him up.
Well, little guy, Ueno-san will be so pleased to see you. Ueno-san, the puppy's here.
Oh, put him down. Carefully, carefully.
He seems unwell. Oyoshi-san, bring some milk.
Hi.
Aw, the poor thing.
The train rides must have been harsh.
Oyoshi brought the milk and Ueno gently fed the little pup. He sat up hungrily and slowly but determinedly lapped up the warm liquid.
There you go. Good boy.
Ah, thank goodness. And now, what shall we name him?
A name?
Yes, but what? Oh, Hachi! The number 8 is a very lucky number, isn't it?
Hachi? Yeiko, that's a lovely name. Hachi!
What?
And so, Hachi started his new life in the Ueno family happily. Ueno-san was always around Hachiko, playing with him.
Woof, woof, woof!
Down, Hachi!
Feeding him and even bathing with him.
There you go, Hachi.
Huh. Does he plan to flood the bath with fur?
He cares more about that dog than us.
When Hachiko was big enough, he would accompany Professor Ueno to the Shibuya train station.
Now, Hachi, go back home. You know the way, right?
What?
Ueno-san caught the train to his workplace, and Hachiko returned home. But in the evening, when he alighted from his train, Ueno-san was astounded to find Hachiko at the station, ready to greet him.
Hachi! How did you... Were you here the whole day?
Ueno returned home and told the surprised Yeiko all that had happened.
Strange! I saw him till about an hour ago.
Then, did he leave just to receive me at the station? No. How could he?
It's as if he knew how to tell the time. You know, they say that Akita dogs are highly intelligent. They not only can feel emotions, They also have the power of sixth sense and predict if an unfortunate situation is to arise.
Don't know about them all, but my Hachi definitely is very intelligent. Right, good boy?
Akita dogs are indeed an intelligent breed, and it was quite evident from Hachiko, who continued to accompany Ueno-san to the station every morning. And when evening came, he would leave the house just before the arrival of his master's train.
Hachi! Oh, come here, you little angel.
Such an adorable dog.
Oh, he is the best.
Whether in heavy and thundering rain or the blistering snow, he would never miss a day.
Look at that dog. It's freezing, and he's waiting here. Loyalty like that is rare, and also, loyalty like that must be rewarded. Inu-chan, here, have some of this warm. It'll do you good.
In this way, Hachiko would draw the eyes of many passerbys, and his stoic, unyielding faithfulness always melted their hearts. Thus, they continued on with their peaceful life for a whole year, until one fateful day.
Well, goodbye, Hachi. What's wrong, boy?
Hachiko went on pawing and whining, but Ueno-san simply couldn't understand the problem.
Now, don't be like that, boy. You know I will be back for you, don't you?
The train whistled, and a confused Ueno just patted Hachiko and left.
How strange. He's never behaved like that before. When I return, I'll give him a bear hug and hold on to him.
But fate had decided to run its own course.
Well, that's it. Any questions?
Sensei, is that going to be on the exam?
Hi, but I can assure you, the exam will be harder.
Aww. Back home, Chico was making a lot of commotion.
Hachi? What's wrong, boy? Hachi?
Maybe he's hungry.
But Hachiko was troubled, and it is said that the dog at that time had sensed the pain that was to come.
Sensei, what does that part mean?
Which part? Oh, that's easy. You see, you just...
Sensei!
Sensei!
The students rushed to his side, horrified, and the doctor was called. But it was too late. Ueno-san had suffered a massive heart attack, and the heart-wrenching news traveled to his home. That evening, while tears were bitterly shed in Ueno-san's house, Hachiko waited patiently by the Shibuya station, but this time for a master that would never return. The funeral was held and formalities completed, but Hachiko never stopped going to wait for his master at the station. Soon, Yeko's financial situation collapsed, and they decided to sell the house and live elsewhere, giving Hachiko away to a relative in Asakusa.
Goodbye, Hachi. Please, don't hate me for this.
Hachiko watched sadly as his mistress walked away, but he had sworn his heart to the professor. And so, when night came and the world lay still, he left the house and walked all the way along the dark roads and wooden bridges back to his home. Kiku, who was there, was astounded at the dog's appearance.
Hachi, what are you? Did you come back for your master? Oh, you poor soul!
Kiku sadly looked at Hachi, but seemed at a loss for words.
Hachi, your master isn't here anymore. Why don't you come live with me?
From that day onwards, Hachiko stayed at the gardener's place and will travel every day to the station. He would wait with such amazing loyalty, always believing that Ueno-san would return to him. Passengers and station workers would watch him come and wait outside every day.
Isn't that Ueno-san's dog? It is. Oh, such loyalty. Poor dog, still awaiting his master. We should tell the world about him. Such loyalty needs to be known to humans. Maybe we can learn a thing or two from the dog.
Hachiko waited and waited, but when Ueno didn't come, he trotted tiredly around the places he used to know and love.
Hachi.
And soon, the story of Hachiko's unwavering loyalty spread far and wide. Hirokichi Saito, an expert on the breed of Akito Inu, sent a reporter from a local media outlet to follow Hachiko.
Where is this dog going?
Welcome back, Hachiko.
Sumimasan, I am a reporter from the Asahi Shimbun newspaper. Is this your dog?
Oh, no, he isn't.
Kiku told the reporter all about Hachiko and his loyalty to Ueno-san. Hearing the tale, the reporter was amazed at the dog's faithfulness.
Sugoi! Such an amazing find! I must publish this immediately. I have to tell the world about him.
And thus, many articles were published about the dog that awaits his dead master's return outside a station. The world read it, and soon Hachiko was met with nothing but compassion. His undying loyalty moved everyone to tears, thus adding the ko to his name, which is a suffix that shows deep affection and respect. He came to be known as Hachiko.
Here, Hachi, you're getting famous, you know.
A beautiful bronze statue was created to commemorate his loyalty at the Shibuya station. But Hachiko never minded such things. The only thought he had was that of his beloved master. 8 years passed. By now, everyone in Japan knew of the amazing dog called Hachiko and his loyalty for his master. More and more people began to come see Hachiko, the infamous Akita dog, and his loyalty. They would offer him food and take his pictures, but Hachiko would sit still, not eating, not moving from his spot. 10 years passed, and Hachiko, now old and tired, trudged with difficulty on the same paths he had easily bounded across in his youth.
I haven't seen Hachi today, have you? No, strange, right?
As the train whistled and the attendants left, Hachiko emerged from behind the heavy snowfall. He trudged to his place in the blistering cold and sat on his spot and looked towards the station. That very moment, Hachiko's old tired eyes lit up. His master, Ueno, comes out of the station and waves at him.
Hachi, my boy!
A warm light falls on Hachiko's face as he looks at his master. His tail moves slowly. Ueno walks up to him and kneels down.
Hachi, I finally come to take you with me, my loyal Hachi.
And so, on that day, Hachiko left the world forever, leaving behind an amazing legacy for all of us to learn from. And so, when the winter ended, the tale of his loyalty spread like a flame, tugging at hearts around the world indiscriminately. In Japan, he is used as a strong example of loyalty and love to each one's family. But throughout the world, till today, his story lives in our hearts,
teaching us that being faithful to our loved ones is always the right path in life.